Coming up tomorrow, it is the traditional Bengala Cup Day at Muswellbrook Racecourse. Joining us to have a chat, Trevor Taylor, as always. We'll see if we can get some tips from him too. Trevor, how you doing, mate?
Very well. It's nice to see some sunny weather in the Hunter Valley.
How's the course looking at the moment?
The course is looking extremely well, and we're hoping with, you know, more dry weather that we're having in the next couple of days that we're going to have, you know, a good racing surface for racing.
Well, mate, I got to say, last week we kind of got stumped because no sooner had you and I spoken than Randwick went and closed because of the wet weather down there, so we didn't get a lot of racing to talk about. We will talk about tomorrow's tips in just a moment, but first of all, you've got a first that is happening in racing at Muswellbrook Racecourse. This is the first time anyone's ever done this in Australia.
Yes, we've got what we call an Equus membership club that we're launching, and a lot of race clubs do have their own membership club, but where we are the first, we've got a kiosk that's a membership kiosk which allows members to get extra points, allows members to get vouchers. So it actually interacts a lot better with our members. And for the first time in Muswellbrook, are going to be giving our members points on drinks and food. So we're basically launching a new Equus loyalty club, and what we're trying to do is put more benefits to members and make sure that they have an enjoyable day at the races.
How do they sign up for Equus?
You can go to our website online and you'll see there's a membership page and you can sign online and pay online. Or if you come into races, we're actually going to have a host and one of my staff members, Hayley, she'll have a banner and a badge on her, and she'll be the Equus host on the day, and she'll be helping members sign up. So she'll be going around with a clipboard also.
Now let's get into the tips for tomorrow. Who do you like in race number 4, please?
Well, this is the Sardis Coffee benchmark over 58 over 1500. And I'm going to go with number 3, and I think you pronounce it Pacheco.
We'll go with that.
Yep. Correct.
Pacheco sounds good.
Yeah, and it's Aaron Bullock that's riding, and it's trained by Chris Lee. It's a 3-year-old gelding. It's down in a class, but it's up in the distance. And it won a race on the 27th of June over 1300. And I think this has got a good chance based on its last effort. So I really think this horse will be up there contesting the win.
Yeah, it's always close at the end. It's last, what, 5. It's picked up a couple of fourths, a first, a third and a fifth. So always seems to be there when with the whips are cracking.
Yeah, it had a fourth on the 13th of July at Warwick Farm over 1300, and the slightly extra distance, but its breeding shows that it can go that extra 200 metres. So I think that race would have brought it on at Warwick Farm. So I think this will have a very good chance to fight out the finish.
That's number 3, Pacheco, in the 4th event tomorrow at Muswellbrook Racecourse. Let's have a look at race number 5. Who do you like?
Well, race 5, this is really a good race. This is Hutchinson Piers Class 1 handicap. And I'm going with this 2-year-old bay colt, number 4, Custo. It's ridden by Grant Buckley. It's trained by S.C. Jones. And on the 15th of the 7th, it won by 3 lengths. It just cleaned up the field at Scone over 900 metres. It should enjoy 1,000. And when horses win by 3 lengths on their first time, it really just brings them on. So I think this one will be the one running, leading the pack.
Well, it's only had one race and it's won it. So that's some pretty good form.
Yeah, and by 3 lengths, that's massive. You know, this is a good horse. It's got a very good future. And there's no doubt, though this is a strong field, I think, you know, this horse has got the form to fight out the finish.
That's the 2-year-old colt Custo, number 4 in race 5 tomorrow. That'll be going at 3:05. And then we can't miss out. We're talking about the Bengala Cup that is on tomorrow, jumping at 20-4. Who's your tip?
Well, I'm going for number 9, Ceasefire. It's a 4-year-old bay gelding. It's carrying 55 kgs. It's trained by Paul Massaro. Now, this horse comes off a 32-day letter. On the 29th of June, it finished 4th at Randwick, over 1,250. I think with it being fresh, there's no doubt that it'll basically bring it on. And if you look at its form, on the 22nd of May, it won at Muswellbrook, so it likes our race course, over also 1,280. So I think this horse is going to be in the mix, and it'll be up there in the front, and I'm hoping that, you know, it might cross the line first.
Number 9, Ceasefire, in the Bengala Cup tomorrow. Race 6, jumping at 20-4 at Muswellbrook Racecourse. Now, just before I let you go again, Trevor, that's Equus Membership Club. So you've got people that are going to be down there. You've got one of your staff are going to help people sign up, or they can go on to the website and do it from home as well.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, being a member, you're going to get a lot more benefits because now you're going to get points for your food and your drinks. And we're also going to be running promotions once we, you know, build up our database. And then we're going to have also Kaido Band playing at the race course. So we're hoping to have a lovely day. And Bengala is a very good supporter and sponsor of our club. So please come down and come and enjoy the day. Beat the winter blues and come and have good music, good food and good racing.
Have a great day at the Muswellbrook Racecourse. Trevor Taylor, thank you very much for joining us on the Winning Post today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Andrew. And thank you to all the race goers and the listeners out there. And just remember, gamble responsibly.